to the Iker food.
That's it. That's why we're here. Okay, Rabosai, someone want to read the Gemara? Volunteer to read the Gemara. I'm assuming everyone got through the few lines of Gemara and the Rashba, at least, or the Ran. Essentially with the same Nakuda. Gemara Chaf Alf Amud Beis Mitzvasa Misha Teshka Hacham. Mitzvasa Misha Teshka Hacham. Misha Teshka Hacham.
So it's a mitzvah from when the sun goes down until the people stop walking in the
shul. Good.
My
law. So one thing, slow. What is the Gemara talking about? What mitzvah?
To light the menorah.
The mitzvah, Allah Kaznei Chanukah, is, quote, Misha Teshka Chama, Ad She Tikala Regal Menashuk. From
the... Is that Techala or Tikala?
Oh, there are different ways of pronouncing it. Either.
Well, is it after
what I've heard both, so I can't say which one is more correct.
So my love, you tell us how to do Mardi Clay. So isn't that how it's if it goes out, you should fix it? Love, do you know how to make Mardi? It's saying if you didn't like Clay at any point during that time.
Good. So what's the Gemara's question? Let's just start with the question. Just in terms of chat.
If the mitzvah is during that time, do you have to relight an extinguished candle?
Right, no, it's when you, yeah.
Yeah, it's just under the house with that.
But why? Why would you think that? Why would you think that?
Because that's the time period of mitzvah.
Right. When the Gemara says, "What's the matter?"
Nothing. I just want to see what
the. When the Gemara says the mitzvah is from X to Y, that sounds like what? It sounds like it means definitively. It must be from X to Y. Therefore, if it goes out, you know, at X point five, you have to go back and relight it.
Right.
So, does this stand for the proposition that kavsa zakak la? Doesn't this prove that? No. So you can't escape that. Kavsa zakak la. I know you don't like that so good anymore, but you can't escape, but you have to deal with it a little bit. So doesn't this prove that kavsa zakak la? No, 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 no. It's nothing to do with kavsa zakak la. So elmai, what does it mean? One of two things.
D'ilom adik ma'adik, that if I didn't light it, or if I didn't light it, I can light it at any point during that time.
Right, and if I didn't light it at Yishetashka chama, as long as it's not yet, tikala regim lashok, I could do it.
Or you have to put the amount of oil that's
going to
last that entire day.
Right, or maybe this means that I just have to light a candle that could burn this amount of time, but not necessarily during that specific time.
Right.
Right? You follow that? It doesn't necessarily need to be during that specific time, but the amount of that specific time, whatever that is. We know that they always throw around the shear of a half an hour. That really comes from the Rambam, as we'll see. And the Meiri also has a similar lashon. I don't know if anyone saw the Meiri, but I think the Meiri has a similar language, or close. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi, Tosfos, and then we'll direct our major focus to the or on the Ran. Ran or Rashi? Yeah, Rashi l'shiur. Right.
So there should be this amount.
If you learn that it means l'shiura, it means that you just need that, as you say, that amount of fuel. Go ahead. Yeah, but it has nothing to do with kavsa zakakla.
You shouldn't fix it.
It doesn't, right? It doesn't have anything to do with that. It has nothing to do with kavsa zakakla. No, no. All right, good. Go ahead.
Is the implication from there that, is that where we learn out, that if it goes out and you set aside enough oil for it to last, then you wouldn't have to?
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't do this toast
first,
but
so it's a short one. You could do it. You could. It's short. What's slow and slow? Does everyone have the place? Taste was deep. What's the matter? No, I'm saying not everyone had the place. So I mean.
Dilo adig madik. They very nice about it. Aval mikam ve'elach avar hazman omer ari.
Right. So that's the interpretation of that first answer. That from that point and on, you would not be able to continue lighting it.
Right.
Once you reach the outer limit. That's it. Too bad, so sad. Over zmano batal karbono, you can't do the mitzvah anymore. You're outside the time frame of the mitzvah. Right?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Omer ha-riforez, t'yesh di-zaher, va-lahadik b'laylem miyad.
Miyad. The riporez said you should be makbid to light as soon as possible once the zman comes about. Why?
Amkumakom, im ichar, yadik mesafek.
But let's say now, first of all, why should you make sure to light right away?
So So that way you don't forget.
Yes, apparently you're worried that you won't forget. Now let's say you did forget, and now you missed that whole Zman.
Yeah, in Ichar Yadik, if he
was Me'uchar, if he was late,
he should light it.
One second, how could you light it? It's late. But you're lighting it Misafik. What's the Safik? He says.
Mishani
Shinui Achrina. What does that mean?
Between it, it's two times.
What's Achrini?
Ladder.
A different. Mishani Shinui.
Change.
We had a different learning. We had a different teaching. What was the different teaching? The Shiure. Right?
Wait, I'm not sure what it's saying.
That's maybe Diladik Madlik is not necessarily the pshat. Maybe it's Lashire.
So you could do it any time during the night just for that
now? That's what he's saying. Light me Suffolk. Mm-hmm. Right. You missed this time. Okay, well, maybe really maybe that really means Lashire. Oh, Lashire, you could do that whenever you want. Okay. As far as we know now.
But
is everyone clear on that? Pshat? Yes? No? Avi, you with me? Should I say again?
Okay.
What does it mean?
Okay.
Now this is not. I don't believe this is the Riporas. I think this is the Ri now. Not a different one. The Bali Tosos. This is important. I mentioned before to some of the guys. This line in Tosos is very important. Halacha Lamaisa, because the Ramah quotes this Halacha. Go ahead. The Ramah quotes it Halacha.
Oh, okay, fine.
Practical halacha lamaasa.
I think the Rashba also.
I'm sure, but I'm just saying in terms of carrying the day in a practical way.
Right. Okay.
The Rama Rav Moshe Isserles, the father of Ashkenazic Jewry. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Ata
meaning bezman hazeh.
We don't worry about when he should light.
Why not? When did that happen?
When we were scared of the Gentiles.
And the Gemara says that B'shas Sakana Meinicha Al Shulchana
V'dayo. Here, how about when we switch this out? How about when we go back outside now?
It's a good question. That's not for now. It's a good question.
In Jerusalem, a lot of people do that.
Yes, because they claim in Eretz Yisrael, they never changed. They never changed that practice.
They change it forever, like.
In Bavel, and I guess in Chutz La'aretz, they changed it. That's right. Thinking.
I don't understand why they're going to do it. Why do they change it forever? Why would they ever change halacha forever?
Well, stay tuned for the Gezeres.
Right, so I was going to say that really might get into the whole question that you raised with regard to Gezeres and Takanos.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's just, for now, let's take it for granted that there is this idea that we light inside.
My friends would light outside.
It's not so posh. No. Some say you could light outside. I'm just saying. You know, if Chazal said, and you see that all the Rishonim understood, like so, that's so nowadays, changed the course of the.
So why? What's the point of doing that to a window nowadays?
Because there, at least you have the original Takana. Also, you could. It's additional Pearson. Look. Yeah, it would be additional Pearson Minusov. Sure, it's not Ma'akev.
That's the whole point of the Takana.
If you're worried about it, then you shouldn't lie by your window.
It's kind of, you're realizing that this kind of doesn't make sense anymore. So we're trying to go against it as much as we can without actually breaking it.
I don't know. I wouldn't word it quite that way. I would say the Ikar Takana today is the light inside for the Bnei Bayis. When you could also have Pearson for the people outside, Matova Manoyim, why not? You get both. Why shouldn't you have both types of Pearson? But if a person doesn't have a window, we don't say, oh, he's not doing the mitzvah properly. He's doing the mitzvah 100%. Guy lives in an apartment building, 40 stories up. And putting near the window is pretty useless, unless he lives across the street from another apartment, which is not always the case. But if you do, then maybe you're right. Well, I saw it was going to pounce on me. It's going
to
pounce on me. I knew it. I knew I could catch you.
It's even half a mile away on the ground.
Yeah, it's not really. Floor area ratio. But let's not get into that now. Let's for another discussion. Okay, thank you. That was very helpful. So now let's take a look at the Ran. We'll start with the Ran. The Ran's very short. It's a 2 or 3 liner. But the Rashba pretty much says the same thing.
Is there a system of finding what you're looking for in the launch? Isn't it like a half an hour?
Oh, you should have just asked. I'm sorry.
Is there like a system?
Yeah, there's a system.
Yeah, the Ron.
They correspond to the comments of the Ron correspond to the statements of the Rif. So if you follow, if you look where
the Rif,
the pagination doesn't follow, but the content follows. So if you find, let's say, the Mishnah that you're closest to in the Gemara, then you could usually work from there. So in our case, it's Daf Tes Amud Aleph.
Like for example, in this case, you know, it's difficult because literally, like right after. It starts
the line out. You see
it? Yeah, so it starts like a line out for the Rif.
Yeah, because it goes based on where the Rif is talking about it. Alright, does everyone have the place in the Ran? Daf Tes Amud Aleph in the Dape Ha Rif.
Don Hirschman, I was thinking.
Mitzvah. Yeah, you think?
One reason it's very difficult to find because it's easier to end up on the wrong line.
I didn't get it. That's a little, that's too much to work there. Anyway. Let's go. Guys, I don't want to interrupt you, I'm sorry. Let me know when it's a good time to continue. What's that? Thank you. Let's go. So why don't you just get it out of your system, what do you want to talk about so much?
Baseball, we just got it out of the system, I really
wanted
to say it as a
Mitzvah Samisha Ron, Mitzvah Samishneska. You want to read? Go ahead. Maybe we'll get one of the chatterboxes to read. That way they'll.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, Avi, go ahead. Take it away.
Which one?
Yeah. Avi Markowitz.
Oh, my God. He's so Mitzvah Samishneska Hachama.
Okay, so we're in the Ron. Daf Tes Amud Aleph Daf Pei Aref. Di Ramaskal Misha Teshka Hachama. Mitzvah, right. Mitzvah Samishneska Teshka Hachama. What's what?
Nothing. Lav Lamemra Shalo Yehe Rashai Lahadlik.
That's not to say.
Not to say that you can't light.
Good. You're on the right track, right? That's not to say that you can't light when. Right, it's not to say you can't light earlier than this. Again, the Talmud says, Mitzvasa Misha Teshka Chama. So maybe you'll think, oh, it's from then and no earlier. So the Ran says, don't think that. Don't be tricked. Don't be fooled. Don't be misled. No.
We prove this from Shabbos.
Right, Zman Zed. Don't think that you can't light before this Zman. And how do I know this? How do I know this is the case, that you can indeed light prior to that time?
Shabbos Yochiach.
Shabbos will prove that one can in fact light prior to the Shkia Sacham. You have to light before the Shkia over there, right? Right, according to Rabbah, who is cited Bishilhi Pirkin at the end of our parak.
The
Mishateshka Hachama, that Lashon, the Mishateshka Hachama, what does it refer to?
Avi ben Hashmashos, Ella.
One second. So that begins Ben Hashmashos. Once you have that, that's the beginning of Shki, that's Ben Hashmashos. Well, that one second. That learning is in line with what we know to be the, let's say, the Shita of the Gra. That Ben Shmosha starts with that Shkia. Masha Einkein, we said the other Shita has that much longer period of time. All right, go ahead.
Ella.
His Ben Shmosha is all the way at the end.
Iker mitzvasa kamar.
Rather, when the Talmud says Mitzvasa Mishateshka Chama, what does it mean?
Better thing to do.
It's the best. It's the ideal. You're about to lose it.
To do it when?
It's ideal to light Mishateshka Chama, but it doesn't mean it's not negotiable.
Right.
It doesn't mean that if I didn't do it then, I can't do it earlier. Excuse me. It doesn't mean if I did it earlier, I did something wrong. If you want to light it early, you could still light it early. That's not the best time to light it. It's an appropriate time. It's an acceptable time or an appropriate time in terms of the mitzvah, but it's not the ideal time. As he says, even though this is what I feel is the pshat over here, you should know that the Bahalachos, the Bahag, Bahalachos Kedolos, I believe so. Dafka Naka, meaning when, according to the Bahag, it seems that the Bahag understood that the Gemara's Lashon was to be taken literally. Misha Teshka Acham. So what does he do with the Erev Shabbos proof that the Rashba brought? He also lights at Misha Teshka Acham. He also holds that you light Misha Teshka Acham. So how is that possible? Oh, because the Bahag has to now be in the camp of those opinions that hold that being a Shmashos doesn't start till later.
Right?
Does everyone see that? If the Bahag holds that being a Shmashos starts right away with Shkia, then you're in trouble. And you can't light at Shkia. And you can't light Mishtesh Kacham. So Elma, he must hold like the Chita that says that Shkia is not the... is not Banish Moshos. Banish Moshos is later, maybe with the second Shkia.
Right. How would Banish Moshos be Shkia? Is there the time between the two times?
No, meaning if Shkia signals the beginning of Banish Moshos.
Oh, so he's saying...
He didn't finish saying yet.
Okay.
Where are you reading from?
The Ram.
Where in the Ram?
Ella? Is that the
last one?
Oh, that's not the next word. What's the next word?
Kirav Yosef.
Kirav Yosef. Okay. Kirav Yosef. Yeah, the spot means.
What's party?
Kirav. What about?
Come on, keep going. Kirav Yosef.
Kirav Yosef. Damar. Dimish. Dimish. Dimish.
Misha Teshka.
Acha Kasev Yom.
Hichsef. Hichsef. Come on.
You're
killing me here. Come on.
So it's very nice.
The Omar, the Mishateshka Achama, what's the pshat in Mishateshka Achama? Acha Hichsef Ha'elyon V'Hishvel Tachton. What does that mean? There's no more. It's totally beyond the horizon. Right? Hirsav Elyon, V'Hishvel Tachton. It's gone entirely.
He's defining what Banish Moshos is?
Saying there are two different sheets as to understanding when Banish Moshos is. Banish Moshos start at the beginning of Shkia, or does Banish Moshos start at the end of what we call Shkia? You stepped away before.
Okay.
I tried to explain that before.
I think I hear.
I'll read everyone else in.
No, but if it start, when would it end for sure? Is there a definite end point? Because you're both saying it starts. What's this? When it's gone completely?
Night. It ends at night. I shouldn't when say. Let me take that back. It ends at night.
When darkness falls.
Is that like
what are you talking about? When what ends? Banish Moshos? Forget about when it ends. Forget about when it ends. Once it starts, that's the problem. The problem is that you can't do it once it starts.
Oh, you can't light anymore once it starts.
Not on Shabbos. Not Friday night. You can't do Malacha once it's Banish Moshos.
Oh, so they're both defining Banish Moshos differently.
That's right. That's correct.
Meaning you have to say it's later if you're going to hold
it. If you're going to hold that mitzvah Misha Teshka Achama means always light at Shkia or always light Misha Teshka Achama. And now you're going to say even on Shabbos, whoa, one second, how's that possible? Oh, because you hold Misha Teshka Achama is not what we generally assume to be Shkia. It's... let me take that back. You hold that the Banish Moshos is not associated with the Shkia as we normally understand it. You hold that it starts at a later point. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was explaining before. Shkia Locha brings down the whole Arichas over here. There are two different Gemaras, one in Psachim and one in Shabbos. And in order to reconcile the two, Rabbeinu Tam has this idea that from the beginning of the process until the total end of the process, 72 minutes, but he breaks it up in what he calls first Shkia and second Shkia, into what he calls first Shkia and second Shkia. Yeah. The summary is like this. And again, this is what the Rashba says as well. That when the Talmud says, mitzvah mishteshka chama, it doesn't mean you can't light earlier. You can indeed light earlier. It's not ideal, but you can light earlier. What about Shabbos? Okay, Shabbos, you have no choice. You have to light earlier. That's the Rashba. Okay? The Bahalachos Gedolos says the Rashba holds no. That when the Talmud says mitzvah mishteshka chama, it means literally mishteshka chama and not earlier. What about Shabbos, Friday night? No, he also holds that you light at Shkia. How can that be? Not the beginning of B'nai Shemashos? No, because he holds like a different shita that the B'nai Shemashos doesn't start until later. When the sun is totally down.
Who says that?
You light at Shkia.
Yeah.
At our Shkia.
Yeah.
But you don't have to worry because B'nai Shemashos doesn't start until
later.
Till later.
So
he holds always.
You have to light before Shkia?
He holds you have to light Misha Teshka at Shkia. Not before Shkia. Even on Friday, you would not light.
You just say Shkia is later, you light and Shkia later?
No, the second Shkia. B'nai Shemashos is later. Yeah. There is this idea, according to some, that there's two Shkias. There's the beginning of the Shkia when the sun sets, and then the second Shkia when there's no more light left.
That's Sabrina Tom, right?
That's Sabrina Tom. So it says, it sounds like what he's saying is that the Bahag holds like that Shita. Because he's saying the Bahag holds that you light at Shkia. Oh, but there's no problem because that's not B'nai Shemashos yet. B'nai Shemashos is only later.
Does B'nai Shemashos start Shkia?
The second Shkia.
So he says you light the first Shkia?
That's right.
And was this also Hanukkah he's talking about?
Or? Specifically Hanukkah.
It's not talking about Shabbos.
It's Hanukkah Friday night. You asked the Bahag, when they have to light Hanukkah candles?
Yeah.
Every night you have to light Mishatesh Gacham, not before. What about Shabbos? No, also light it Mishatesh Gacham. How can that be? Oh, because that's not B'nai Shemashos, according to him. B'nai Shemashos starts later.
What's the term B'nai Shemashos mean, though? Like what?
B'nai Shemashos? Literally? In the Talmud, they use the term B'nai Harabayim, B'nai Shemashos. It's the interim period between sunset and nightfall. What we call dusk.
So when you say he has a different B'nai Shemashos, does that mean he has a different sunset idea? Or
he has a different point of sunset from which he measures.
It's like some people would say it's like when the sun's started moving down, other people would say when it's like already past some point, like something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, earlier when you were, guys, not everyone was here, I went through it. Maybe we'll pick it up again later or tomorrow. I'll go through it again just because Kedai to be familiar. It's an important sugya because you always have to resort back to it when you're talking about Shabbos or Rabbeinu Tam's Man. I mean, that's the whole Rabbeinu Tam's Man comes from that. And maybe one morning we'll do it in Halacha Shiur. But just take that for granted for now. Let's take it for granted. Now the question is, did anyone see the Rambam?
Yeah.
You want to read the Rambam for us? Very short Rambam.
We focus on the whole of Rashba.
That's fine.
We're focusing on the second half of
Rashba. The second half of Rashba?
Yeah, we need to read
the first half. Oh, okay. Well, even the second half of Rashba, he quotes... Mihu midivrei nirhu midivrei harav bal halachos. That's the end of the Rashba. The dafka kamar mishteshka chama. He says the Rashba says from the Bahag, like the Ran said about the Bahag, that it seems that according to the Bahag, you'd always have to light at Shkia uber Shabbos. Now we have the mishteshka chama. Kiri shehuza al kasa behilchos Chanukah. Hadam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel kochav echad yom. Shnayim bein hashmashos shlosha laila va'al v'ilmolei kosel lekavan azu lama kosel v'ilchos chanukah. Why would he bring that down over there if not for the fact that that's the way he holds in terms of lighting? U'mai shaita dehahi b'chanukah v'ein tzarech lomar l'kach. Sorry, v'ein tzarech lomar l'kach k'moshe kasavti. Says that's why I feel that the Bahalachos Gedolos indeed holds this way.
So what does that have to do with our sugya though?
Question is, when is the proper time to light? So according to the Rashba, you could light before Shkia. Mishateshka Achama is only l'chadchila, or what he calls Iker, the Iker Hadlaka, Iker Mitzvasa. But it doesn't mean that I can't light before, right? According to the Bahag, you cannot light before. You cannot light before Shkia. Both the Rana and the Rashba quote the Bahag as saying you can't light before Shkia. The Rashba says no, but I hold you can light before Shkia. Look at Shabbos. Okay? Look at the Rambam, read the Rambam, and you'll see. Maybe this will become more clear.
And that's all because they have different Bein and Hashmasha?
That's a reason why he could still say you could light at Shkia on Friday, but that doesn't tell you why he holds you can't light earlier.
Okay.
It just tells you how he gets out of the Shabbos problem.
Right, but like if he had the Shabbos problem, he might have to say you can't light earlier.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. He would have to say
right.
That. He would have to say that.
It's like that's the only he says the you can't light.
The only reason
time.
Why he could remain true to his position even on Shabbos is because of the way he understands Shmashos. But it doesn't explain to us why he holds that you cannot light earlier. See, Rashba used Shabbos as a proof that you could light earlier. For the Baal Ma'ar, it's not a proof. Sorry, for the Bahag, it's not a proof because he says you do light at that time.
Right.
Let's read the Rambam inside. Perek Dalad, Halacha, Hey. Okay, you got to read that a little bit more slowly. So the Rambam says openly and unequivocally, you can't light before Shkia. Lest we had any doubt, what does he say, Vaiter? Elim Shkia, so with the Shkia. At the moment of Shkia. Keep going. Lo Ma'achre, no later, and the earlier. You have to light at Shkia. What's the matter? That's the Rambam. I didn't have a Rambam here. Okay?
Shachach, oh, hey, if he, by accident or on purpose,
if he missed that time,
right,
either...
Right? At any point until people stop going...
But you didn't do the right thing, right?
Right.
You could go that way. You can go into that time.
You have to light that exact second.
Yeah, it sounds like you have to light at the Shkia. Okay, well, we'll have to see. You have to light it at the Shkia. How long is that period of time? Kimo chatisha, like a half an hour. That's where this whole half hour thing comes from, right? That's why those little candles are made to last a half an hour. Because the Rambam says like a half an hour. He doesn't say half an hour, he says like a half an hour.
Oh, yes, or more.
Or a little bit more.
Right.
Not less, apparently.
Well, but like, not less than like a half an hour.
It's not less. It's about a half an hour, maybe a little more. But it's not less.
Oh, okay. I thought it wasn't less than like a half hour.
No.
It's not less than a little less.
Plus minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, keep going. That's it. Once you miss the last end post, then you can't do it anymore. Meaning that's not what? That's not in line with the second answer of the Gemara. That's not Inami Lishiura. That's just the first answer, Dilo Adik Malik. Right?
Okay. Well, it could be, it depends on how you translate it, Inami Lishiura.
Right, it could be that the Rambam understands that Inan Lishira means only within that time. It's teaching you that you only could light that. Right, it's not the way Tosus learns Inan Lishira.
Right.
Right, that's a good point. Good point. Right, that's more like the traditional understanding of Inan Lishira.
It has to be
that,
right? Sorry, you need to say that they should put the oil in the candle in order that it lights and goes until...
meaning you have to have that amount of oil in there. Okay. So what would you say here? Let's take stock of what we have. We have what appears to be machlokas rishonim here. When you light Hanukkah candles. The Rambam, like the Bahag, seem to hold that you have to light Dafka at Shkia, not earlier. Not seem, I mean it's pretty clear from the Rambam. The Rashba says, no, you can light before. It's not Iker Zman, it's not the best time, but you could light before it.
But according to Rashba, it still has to last that whole time, right? Does it have to last that whole time?
You mean what does the Rashba say about Inan Mashire?
Right.
We don't know about that yet. That's the next Rashba. Let's leave that for the moment. That's irrelevant for this purpose. Right now, we just want to focus on one question. When I say that there's a time to light, Rambam says that time is Shkia Dafka, Bahag says Dafka Shkia. Rashba says, yeah, it's ideal at Shkia, but even before is sufficient. The question is, what's that machlokas? Why does the Rashba say that lighting before is okay, and the other Shita say no, lighting before is not okay?
Maybe the Rashba is saying, Jesus, the myth about you could do it before, because as long as you're going to go into the time, and then you say that way you're not going to do it, maybe you're going to shrink it all again. So it's better to do it earlier than never.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Maybe he's saying it's better to do it earlier than never. So therefore, if you do it a little bit early, like it's as long as it goes into the time. Because the mitzvah may not be till late in that time, but to have it late during that time.
Yeah, to
let me just read one line in the...
To add to what he's saying, that the part of one of the mitzvahs associated with Neil Hanukkah is pursuing Esau.
Well, that's, I mean, certainly that's important.
So if you could technically write before this Mon and still get the mitzvah of Pursu Menisa and then have it extend through, and then once it's Shkia time, then you get the mitzvah for Hadlakas Ner Hanukkah. So that would work for the Rashba. For the Rambam, he says no. At that point is when you have to, then your Chiyuv comes about at Shkia, and at Shkia you have to do your Hadlakah. And that's when your mitzvah, your chiyuv of pursuing Nisa comes about also.
Doesn't the Rashba acknowledge that the purpose of the Nair is for pursuing Nisa?
Right, but for him it doesn't make a difference at what you could extend it just like by...
He's saying as long as it's lit.
I know, but you're not explaining... You're saying
be,
good, but you have to explain...
There could be two mitzvahs. There could be the Halakha and the pursuing Nisa. According to the Rambam. But according to the Rashba, it seems like he doesn't care about the Hadlaka, he only cares about the Pursu Menisa.
Well, I don't know why you'd say he doesn't care about the Hadlaka.
He cares about the Hadlaka, but that doesn't need to be after Shkia. Only Pursu Menisa needs to be after Shkia, the Hadlaka. As long as it was lit, as long as it goes into the Pursu Menisa, then it's still the Hadlaka. It doesn't matter if the Hadlaka is during Shkia or not. As long as that Hadlaka lasts into Shkia, then you're good. In that case,
let's forget about how long the candle has to burn for now. Let's forget about that for a second.
Yeah, we're not talking about how long it
burns. Right, let's just focus on the time when I'm lighting it.
Right.
Time when I'm lighting it. Rashba says I could even light it before Shkia. And Ram says, no, I can't light it before Shkia.
Right.
So you're saying the reason why I could light it before Shkia...
Because the whole mitzvah is... the main purpose in the mitzvah is Pursu Menisa.
Right, but after Shkia.
As soon as Shkia hits. Right.
From Shkia on. Right.
It's Pursu Menisa. So therefore... Okay. It's okay to light beforehand because it's still going to last through, as long as it lasts 1 second after Shkia, you're still fulfilling your mitzvah.
We don't know about that. No, don't say that because we don't know if he holds you still need half an hour after once you get the Shkia. And don't get into that.
Or Hadlaka.
That's not.
But then you're going to need to say that if you use it beforehand, it has to light enough to last the whole time. Then, if that's not true.
But I just want to look at the moment when you're doing the mitzvah. The moment when I'm doing the Maisa mitzvah. So you're saying something.
Are the mitzvot connected? Like, do you have to do Hadlaka and Pursuei Nisa in one?
What do you mean?
Like, you can't light before Pursuei Nisa time because then it doesn't count as Hadlaka. But the other opinion would say you can. So that's why you can light it so much earlier.
Why can't we say that Pursuei Nisa time goes? It's a continuous flow of Pursuei Nisa from day one of Hanukkah to day eight of Hanukkah. Whereas
only at dark.
Whereas the actual mitzvah to do the lighting occurs at the Mizman Shkia. So therefore, if you light earlier than Shkia, it's not an issue because you're still fulfilling the one mitzvah of Pursu Menisa. Okay, fine. You still have the second mitzvah to perform, but that could be done post Shkia or right by Shkia.
No, isn't the mitzvah?
Give me 1 second. Listen to the Rashba, okay? Look at the beginning of the Rashba, which some of you I know read. The Havada Ilu Rotzal Habik Madlik Samach Lashkiya Sachama. There is Prisuminisa when you do this. There is Prisuminisa. Ukainin Sha'amr Lakamon Benair Shabbos. Like we say regarding a Shabbos candle. The Omar Ha'esh Mashlan Omar Ha'anon. The Lomar de Madlik Samach Lashkiya Ika Hekar de Lotzarach Mitzvah Shabbos Malika. The Rashba is comparing Ner Shabbos to Ner Chanukah. Just like I like Ner Shabbos before the Shkiya and it's a good candle and it's good and it's Muchach that I'm doing it for Shabbos, so too I'll light the Ner Chanukah before the Shkia, and it will be fine. It will serve its purpose. Does that tell you anything about the way?
Can you say that again?
Does that tell you anything about the way the Rashba was looking at this mitzvah?
Doesn't it mean the Rashba has to look at it as connected to how long it lasts, not just
forget about how long it lasts? No, we don't know anything about that now. From here, we don't know anything about how long it lasts. We're just looking at the time when I'm doing the mitzvah.
Yeah,
let me ask you this: for the let's take the Rambam first. For the Rambam, where must the Pursuei Nisa come from?
It must come from the time. So at the time,
what do you mean from the time?
When the time comes about,
forget about
then,
that. Where must the mitzvah come from in terms of my mitzvah?
From the fulfill it, how does that?
From the light.
From other people saying it. Or
from what though?
The light.
People seeing the light in the darkness?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
What do you say? There's the lighting, there's the act of lighting, and then there's the result of having the candle lit. Right? So for the Rambam, where must my piersim come from?
It being lit.
No, from the act of lighting, because the act of lighting must happen at Shkia.
If, as we're assuming that is the time of piersim anis, right? Mishateshka chama and shetikol regal mashuk, that's the time when people are walking home. That's when the piersim has to, that is the time for piersim. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
So the Rambam says, if that's the case, I can't light before, because I can't light before Zman piersim. Oh, it's true, the candle will be lit after. It'll be lit after. I'm not lighting for a minute. It'll be lit after. But that's not good enough for the Rambam. For the Rambam, the act of lighting has to take place during the Zman piercing.
Because people have to see you lighting it? Or
no, because that's the gather of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to produce a ner shel piercing. Okay. And according to that, I can only produce a ner shel piercing during the Zman of piercing. Does my Maisad luck has to immediately produce?
Otherwise, you're just lighting a candle. You're just lighting a candle. It doesn't matter because it's not during that time. It's not a Ner Chanukah unless it's during Pirsum Anisa. So if you light it early, you're not lighting a Chanukah.
I'm not producing a Ner Shel Pirsum.
So the Rambam saying that they're
well, let me put it this way:
it has to immediately produce.
Right, it has to immediately produce a Ner Shel Pirsum. My Maisa has to produce a Ner Shel Pirsum.
It's got
to
be
it's not,
cause
it's not
effect,
that one,
direct.
One connected mitzvah, but they
what do you mean not to, one connected mitzvah?
One has to be a result of the other.
That's right. The piercing has to come back.
Your lighting has to immediately
result in
the piercing
has to come back through my act of lighting. The mitzvah is lighting. So the lighting has to produce the desired effect. If I'm going to light a candle, if I'm going to do a Maisa Adlok at a time that's not yet Zman Piersim, I'm not producing a Ner Shel Piersim through my Maisa Mitzvah.
And the Bahag says...
Is that what you're saying? Okay. For the Bahag?
So the Bahag would say that, no, they could be... done separately. You could have...
No, the Bahag is the Rambam.
Okay, fine. So who's the other fellow?
The Rashba.
The Rashba.
The other fellow.
The other gentleman.
The other fellow, yes.
So the Rashba, I guess, must hold that it doesn't necessarily have to come... They don't have to come together. You could have your Persume Niso separate from your Hadlaka Snare.
Right, because where does the Mitzvah come about? The Mitzvah comes about in this, in what?
Having it lit.
Having it lit. How do you know that? He holds that... Because what does he compare it to?
He's
comparing it to Shabbos. Yeah. Shabbos is a function of having the candle. It's having the light.
Maybe he's not comparing it in that sense. He was only bringing that for the time.
Yeah, but he's saying just like over there, we really... You should light it over here. But you could light it earlier, and it's still sufficient because it's apparent why you're lighting it. So too over here. You light it early, and it's still apparent why you're lighting it.
Right.
In other words, when people look at it, they'll still see in there, shall pierce him. No?
Was the Rambam also the one who had the earlier...
This is where Rav Kalmanson. Rav Kalmanson has a shir entitled Mitzvasa Mishateshka Achama, and that's the way he, at least initially, learns this sugya, and he wants to bring a raya. I mean, he has other steps afterwards, but one of his initial steps is to take the fact that the Rashba compares this to Shabbos. I mean, the Rashba is bringing a proof, not just from Shabbos, that you can't light near Chanukah, on Shabbos after Shkia because it's already Shabbos, but from the fact that he compares it to Shabbos candles. You see, by being medama to Shabbos candles, he's obviously learning that the nature of the mitzvah is similar to the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. And by Ner Shabbos, it's a din having the candle lit. And that's why I could even do it earlier as long as the candle that I produce will be muchach. If I light the candle early in the day, too early in the day, then it doesn't look like a Shabbos candle. Come Shabbos, no, it doesn't look like I did anything. But if I light it before Shabbos, come Shabbos, it's apparent that I produced this for the purpose of Shabbos.
It's obviously got to be within some time frame of
yeah, it's Plag. You can't light these candles before Plag. You can't light Shabbos candles before Plag.
Okay.
Ner Chanukah also, you can't light before Plag. Halach Lamaisa also we pass that way. Worst case scenario, a person knows they're not going to be able to light later.
We
pass
the Rashba?
We pass that you can light before Shkia, you can light as of Plag in the worst case situation. Now? What's that?
Otherwise, you can switch phones.
No, I'm not going to switch phones.
Just get an iPhone.
Just get an iPhone just for your smartphone.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
I think BlackBerry runs on BlackBerry software.
They own BlackBerry software, yeah. Okay, Rosa, so we'll stop here, and we'll continue with this sugya tomorrow. But this is a good sugya because, A, it teaches us a lot about Ner Chanukah, but also, by association, we have to learn a lot about Zmanim and Shabbos. And
Zmanim?
Exactly. Very good. Okay, you made it clear that the Kafsa Zakagla. Yeah. Okay, so we'll continue tomorrow.